It's time for On the Boardwalk's Artist Showcase, getting the answers straight from the beach music superstars.
And this week's Artist Showcase is coming to us live from Nashville, Tennessee. It's the one and only Mr. Gary Alexander. Gary, what's going on, man?
Not a whole lot, man. I'm freezing.
It's chilly over here, too, man. I was going to ask, how is the weather over in Nashville, Tennessee today?
Well, we had a frost warning last night. Usually what happens here ends up down your way the next day. So you might be colder tomorrow. I'm not sure. I'm no weather man, but that could be what's going on.
I don't know if I could take that, man. I don't like cold weather. Well, man, it is a pleasure having you on the show. Your first time on the show, and I cannot wait to get into this. And before we start talking about the song that has been nominated for Song of the Year at the Carolina Beach Music Awards this year, I want to get a little background. What have you, I know you spent a lot of time with the entertainers. Tell us a little bit about how you've been in beach music and also what you're doing over in Nashville, Tennessee now and all the great stuff you have going on.
Well, let me begin by saying that, you know, as far as music in general, there's so many different avenues that you can go into. I've always tried to concentrate on just being a live player. But on the side, I've always been interested in writing, which is what I'm doing now. And even as far back as like 1979, I wrote my first song in 1979. That song didn't actually do anything until 2014, and it was the Maybe We Can Still Be Friends by the Entertainers. It was under a different name when I first wrote it, but you know, that just kind of led me through coming to Nashville in 1984 and got involved with Ronnie Millsap's company, and I was able to be around some I've always tried to surround myself with people that are a whole lot better at this than me. So, like in 1984, I had the opportunity of meeting and being around Mike Reed a couple of times. He won a Grammy with Ronnie Millsap's Stranger in My House that year, and he co-wrote Bonnie Raitt's I Can't Make You Love Me. And then I had another friend that I would hang out with sometimes, Tommy Sims, co-writer of My Father's Eyes, Eric Clapton.
Wow.
You know, just so that's kind of what I do here is try to be around that kind of thing. And I don't just write and do stuff in beach music. I mean, I'm involved in commercials and, you know, just doing session work for all kinds of stuff. I've got a buddy in Texas right now that just signed a major publishing deal with Expressive Artist out of L.A., and what they do is they play songs with film and TV production, and him and I work together almost on a, I want to say a daily basis, but it's usually a nightly basis because we're up till 3, I was up till 3 a.m. this morning on, you know, doing drum tracks for him for some of his stuff.
Oh, wow.
And I actually bounced, he was with me through the whole process of doing You've Got Me Dancing, this new song. But, you know, he's not listed as a writer. We just kind of, you know, we've got a barter system going on. He helps me out, I help him out, and hopefully he'll become a big deal in this, you know, film production stuff, and I'll be able to slip in the back door somehow with him, you know.
Well, you know, you said that you try to surround yourself with very talented people, but talking to you earlier this week on the phone, talking about getting ready for this interview, you sound like you're a very talented guy yourself. You talk about you have your own studio. You basically play every instrument. Is that correct?
I do, and that's why it takes me so long to do songs. You know, people have a tendency to think that you just go in and just throw up a microphone and play a song and record it, and then you can release it. But You've Got Me Dancing, actually, I worked on it for about a year and a half. It went through 3 different names and all kinds of different changes and stuff. And it's because that, you know, I'm doing vocals, guitar, bass, drums, writing the song, programming keyboards, producing, engineering. It's just on and on. And when you do all that stuff by yourself, I mean, it can take months at a time, you know, to put these things together. Unless you're some kind of virtuoso, which I don't feel like I am, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know? Well, I mean, there are guys out there that can throw that stuff out really quick, like David Floyd's one of them. You know, he used to be able to do that really fast.
Well, you know,
I'm not.
Well, I was going to say, you know, that's a great segue into the new song, You've Got Me Dancing. Nominated for Song of the Year this year at the Carolina Beach Music Awards. When you were working on the song, did you ever foresee it taking off the way it did?
Justin, I never thought that I would even be on Beach Music Radio, period. Seriously. Because I've always been a side guy. You know, I can't talk about myself without bringing up Earl Dawkins. I always do because he's been my avenue through this whole thing as far as the beach music thing goes. And I've listened to some of his radio interviews over the years because I do a lot of producing and stuff for him. You know, I'm always hearing everything that he records. I'm probably the first one that hears it. But I would listen to him do those things, and I'd go, oh, my God, I can never do that, you know. So I've always just been happy with just being on the side and supporting these guys that are in the limelight. But, you know, after years and years and years of doing stuff, and, I mean, like tons of music that people don't even know that I'm singing or playing on, that's all over radio, all not just beach music, but, you know, commercials and all kinds of stuff, I decided that I was going to throw one out there just to test the water and see what would happen. And I really didn't think anything would happen with it. But look where it is. You know, I'm freaking out.
I think you passed the test. And here you are now, man. Before we play this song, I do want to ask. I ask everybody that does these originals and everything, especially ones that hit so big. How long did it take you to write everything, and what was the process like in You've Got Me Dancing?
Whew. Like I said, it took about 2 years to complete the song, and because it started out as an idea that a friend of mine had sent to me, one of his friends that had passed away, Roy Smith, a lot of people know him from way back. I think he used to play with the Georgia Prophets or something.
Yep.
Roy had written a song called, I think it was called She's Got Me Dancing, and his best friend, when he passed away, I think they might have been in the process of recording this song or writing it and never finished it or something like that. But Roy sent it to me, and not Roy, but his friend sent it to me and wanted me to do it, you know. And so I tried. I tried my best to get this thing done, and I never could finish it the way it was intended to be. So I just told my buddy, man, I'm just going to rewrite a new song, you know, based on this idea. And so once I came up with once I went down that road, then it all came together. And when I finally figured out what I was going to do with it, it still took me 2 months to record all the parts and all that sort of stuff. And then there's the video, you know, that's another month.
Well, that's the whole process, man. And, guys, this is a great, great song, and we're going to play it right now. We got Gary Alexander with us from Nashville, Tennessee. He's going to be coming back after this song. This is You've Got Me Dancing, nominated for the 2020 Carolina Beach Music Awards Song of the Year. And this is Mr. Gary Alexander. Gary, we'll be right back.
From the Brian West Jeweler Studios to your radio.
This is WNCT-AM Greenville, WELS-FM Kinston, WIKS-HD2 New Bern, W239-BC Greenville, W290-CB Winterville, W266-AV Jacksonville.
And anywhere, anytime at beachboogieandblues.com.
You're in the middle of the Artist Showcase with Gary Alexander, sponsored by Tammy Harris Farm Bureau Insurance. And Gary, what a song, man. That is such a great, great song.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
And you got a lot of great players on. We were talking off the air. That saxophone, I knew it sounded familiar. My buddy R. Mark Black. And you got a lot of. You wanted to give a good shout out for all the players that were done that actually had a contributed to that song, correct?
Right. Yeah. You got Richard Putnam on keyboards, Bob Chambers, Mike Brown, Beaver Robinette. That's the horn section, and then Mark played that solo that you're hearing on the end of that song.
Absolutely killer, man. It really, really is. Well, you know, we were talking some off the air about what's going to happen. You know, we were just talking what's going to happen the rest of the year with everything going on, but also into 2021. And you're working on some more music, isn't that correct?
Always. That's what I do now. I have I have no plans at all, and I don't think anybody actually could plan to go out and play live right now. I mean, there's just not much going on as far as that goes. But I've pretty much resigned myself to staying in the studio, you know, and working on songs. And so I've got one that I'm getting ready to release. If I can finish it, John Prine once said, don't ever rush a song if you want it to be really good. So, you know, I hate to say, tell people it's coming out next month or something like that. You know, it'll come out when I finish it. But it's called There's Always Beach Music. And it's another one of those that's geared for dancing. It's actually a shag song.
Well, good deal. I cannot wait to hear that. And you have actually a website. You've kind of paired it with Reverb Nation. We were talking about that also earlier in the week. That you, right. a lot of your work is on there. So give a good plug about that and tell everybody what a little bit what's on there.
Well, it's got music videos, and it's a website that's designed for musicians and stuff, so they can go on there, just upload their videos and songs and stuff, and everything's readily available. You don't have to do a whole lot of design work, and you know, it's all done for you. It's basically a template. It's called Reverb Nation, but I've got my own web address kind of forwarded to that. So all you have to do is go to GaryAlexanderMusic.com. That's easy to remember. And it'll take you right to it. And everything's right there on the first page, videos, music, all that stuff.
Well, Gary, I appreciate you coming on, man. And before we let you go, congratulations on the nomination for Song of the Year. But you actually have won a Carolina Beach Music Award before for Songwriter of the Year. And that was the Entertainer smash hit. I told you earlier in the week that when this song came out, man, I got like four or five requests for a show. And this is maybe we can still be friends with Entertainers. Tell us a little bit about writing that song.
Well, the song was actually written in 1979. It was my very. It's really funny because You've Got Me Dancing is my first song that's ever been on the radio as a solo artist, and it's a number one. So it's my first song. That song was actually the first song that I had ever written in 1979. I went in the studio and recorded it with some big time players. Guy that went on to play with Cyndi Lauper and Cameo. His name was Kenny Harrison. He was out of, I think, Gastonia, North Carolina. That's where he grew up. And he's passed away now, but had monster players on the song, but I never did anything with it. It wound up on a cassette. Years later, I found it in a tub when I was going through some old stuff, cleaning out. I listened to it and thought, man, this is really cool. So I sent it to Earl, and Earl said, man, we got to put that on the album. So it came out on, what CD was that? It was either Summer Love or Inside Story. I think it was Summer Love.
Yeah, Summer Love. That one and Summer Love, both, like I said, just blew up on my show. But Gary, I appreciate you coming on, man. You stay warm over there in Nashville, Tennessee now.
Yeah, I kind of dig it. This is the time of year I do all my outdoor chores, you know.
There you go. Well, man, like I said, I cannot wait to hear the rest of that new music, and we'll have you back on sometime soon. I appreciate you coming on today.
Justin, I appreciate you having me, man. I really do. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Everybody else you get, the Entertainers, Maybe We Can Still Be Friends, Songwriter of the Year in 2014 for Mr. Gary Alexander. Gary, thanks again, man.
All right, man.